Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An Arizona man is charged with trafficking meth to Fairbanks. A release from Alaska's U.S. Attorney's Office says 41-year-old Daniel Torres Zubia of Phoenix was arrested by federal agents for conspiring to send large quantities of methamphetamine for redistribution in Fairbanks. According to charging documents, the Fairbanks Drug Enforcement Administration office began investigating Torres Zubia in 2019 and found that he sold about 60 pounds of methamphetamine to a Fairbanks area dealer between 2019 and 2020. If convicted of the most serious charges, Torres Zubia faces at least 10 years in prison. The state is fully opening all of its correctional facilities to visitation beginning Friday. An Alaska Department of Corrections release says appointments will be required and visitors will be subject to COVID-19 screening, must wear face masks while inside institutions, and that no physical contact will be allowed. The statewide opening follows more limited visitation opportunities at some facilities announced earlier this month. DOC Commissioner Nancy Dahlstrom says that went smoothly, allowing the department to open to full visitation sooner than expected. Those interested in scheduling a visit to a state jail or prison must contact the institution directly. The Alaska Marine Highway System ferry Matanuska remains broken down in Ketchikan and isn't expected to move until Saturday. Coast Alaska reports that the Department of Transportation says it's awaiting parts for the vessel's starboard engine, which failed over the weekend. The mainline ferry was already delayed about 12 hours last weekend after two crew members tested positive for COVID-19. They were close contacts of two infected engineering crew members who were taken off the ship last week, but a delay in test results apparently allowed a second group of infected crew to sail north from Bellingham last weekend. DOT says the 34 passengers and 33 vehicles still on the ship are being rebooked and refunded. I'm Dan Bross.